Thank you very much. Those are two great initiatives, and we want to commend your office or those who are responsible for those initiatives. I now offer the floor to Trinidad and Tobago.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Before I begin, my delegation welcomes the two new initiatives proposed by the OAS, the recycling initiative and the introduction of the nursing room. And Madam Chair, we take this opportunity, as we weren't able to do before, to express our solidarity and support for the people of the Bahamas. And in fact, my government, the government of Trinidad and Tobago, deployed 100 military troops on the 8th of September, as well as other personnel, to participate in humanitarian disaster relief operations currently underway in the Bahamas. And we just wanted to take the opportunity to bring to light the efforts that we have been undertaking to assist our Caribbean brothers and sisters of the Bahamas. And these troops and personnel are expected to be in the Bahamas for 1 month to assist with the disaster relief efforts currently underway in the wake of the passage of Hurricane Dorian. So thank you, Madam Chair, for this opportunity for us to express our solidarity and support to the people and the government of the Bahamas.
Thank you very much, Trinidad. United States, you have the floor, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would be remiss if I did not take the opportunity of this Permanent Council meeting to mention two signal events that mark this date, September 11, in our memories. 18 years ago today, all the member states of this organization gathered at a special general assembly in Lima, Peru, and adopted the Inter-American Democratic Charter, recognizing that, quote, the peoples of the Americas have a right to democracy and their governments have an obligation to promote and defend it, end quote. On the same day, only minutes earlier, nearly 3,000 innocents were murdered in a cowardly act of terrorism that cost the lives of citizens from more than 90 nations around the globe, including OAS member state nations. 47 innocent victims from the Dominican Republic, 24 from Canada, 18 from Colombia, 16 from Jamaica, 15 from Mexico, 14 from Trinidad and Tobago, 13 from Ecuador, 5 from Peru, 4 from Argentina, 3 from Guyana, 3 from Brazil, 2 from Haiti.